अतः कथंचित सविमुक्त आपदः पुनश्च सार्थं प्रविशन्त्यरिन्दम अद्यन्यं उष्मिन्नजया निवेशितो ब्रह्मजनो ह्यपि न वेद कश्चन। क ख ग घ म लास्ट वर्डिंग म क वर्ग इन क क वर्ग इन क क्लास देर आर फाइव लेटर्स क ख ग घ म देर न इज देर सो म ग इन न एंड नॉट अन यू नो सो इट शुड बी यस्टरडे वी सॉ दैट। अतः कथांचित अतः कथंचित नर कथंचित अतः कथंचित अतः कथंचित कथंचित आपदा पुनः अर्ली इन मॉर्निंग वेर यू गेट अप यू डोंट गेट अप अर्ली इन मॉर्निंग यू नो फ्रेश Smile, man. You know, fresh. Early in the morning, we should be fresh. Are you sleeping? Are you awake?
Yeah.
Yes. Find out the equivalence for the first time.
From this,
out of his dangerous position.
He again returns to the home to enjoy sex life. For that is the way of attachment.
That,
under the spell of the Lord's material energy,
he
continues to loiter
in
the forest of material existence.
He
does not discover
his
real interest. Even at the point of death.
Read the book.
Krishna Prabhupada. This is the way of attraction. When one is captured by sexual attraction, he becomes implicated in so many ways and cannot understand the real dream of life. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.39 says, Nate Vidu Swata Bhakti Vishnu. Generally, people do not understand the ultimate goal of life. As stated in the Veda, Om Tat Vishnu Param Paramam Param Sada Bhakti Sumyaya. Those who are spiritually advanced simply look to the lotus feet of Vishnu. The conditioned soul, however, does not being interested in reviving its relationship with Vishnu, becomes captivated by material activity and remains in everlasting bondage, being misled by so-called leaders.
Yes, yeah. Short one. Real nice. Atah katham chit sa vimukta apadah. He says, the summary of a living entity, if he gets out of danger. You know, we may seek on whatever. They are admitted to the hospitals for here and there. And so we may get better. And we release from the hospital. Then we have our job back again. So then again we forget the whole thing. And again, Bhogeshwari Rasatanam, Taya Prata Chaitasam, in second chapter of Bhagavad Gita, very nicely describes, you know. Krishna himself says, those who are attracted to Bhoga, Bhoga Aishwarya, opulences and material sense gratification. Bhogeshwari Prasaktanam. Saktanam is engrossed. Prasaktanam is deeply engrossed. We are deeply engrossed. What is envy for the hedonistic philosophy? Eat, drink and be merry. Hedonistic philosophy. We think that I am well, so now again I am ready to eat, drink and be merry. So start eating and drinking and what not. Again the same thing repeated again and again. That is the apadha. The difficulties do come again and again in the material life because we are carrying the body. This is full of defects. And mind again. Mind really transfers your body to the hellish condition, that is our mind. We are not sane at all. Sanity is completely impossible. And because the sanity is absent, the body is never in order. That is particularly in the modern age. When we don't have any attraction to the transcendence, day by day, we are gliding more and more into the material whirlpool. You know, as Prabhupada always gave the example of muddy lake. If you fall down into a muddy lake full of mud, then he struggles to get up. The more he struggles, the more he goes down. This is how we are behaving. We don't come down, we don't think that I am going to die any moment. So far we think that I am only 14 years old and I've got 60 years to go or 80 years to go. Or I'm only 20 years old, I have so many years to go. Really, it's a pathetic situation. And that's why sometime difficulties may be over, Krishna's mercy. Again we go back to the same rut. I don't know when are we going to wake up to this situation. Otherwise, Bhog Aishwari Prasaktanam, that is our description by Krishna, that we are unlimitedly attracted to sense gratification and opulences. And we want to have all opulences for sense gratification only. That is the modern civilization. So Jantaga Viplo. So we have to have the revolution in this idea. That is, what is it? Tadvāl visargo Jantaga Viplava. Our all endeavors are to create a revolution in this basic idea of Bhoga Aishwarya Prasadana. And what happens? That as soon as you are engrossed, the result is Bhogeshwari Prasadhanam Taya, by those sense gratifying activities, Aparita, stolen. Your intelligence is completely stolen by the sense gratifying attractions. This is the result. In the one line, Krishna gives the dangerous situation, and in the same line, he gives the effect of that. That is Bhagavad Gita. How can we leave Bhagavad Gita for a single second? Bhogaishwarya prasakta nam daya aparata cetasam. And then, once our intelligence is stolen by the sense gratification activities, then what is happening? Vivasayatmika buddhi, resolute determination to go to Krishna, completely vanishes. Samadhona vidhiyate. It's very difficult. Very, that is the message of this verse. You know, please take Bhagavad Gita. Take out. Bhagavad Gita. Buddhi, Samadhan. Read the equivalents.
Bhoga.
To
material enjoyment.
Aishwarya.
And opulence.
Rekindles our enjoyment attitude. Because we don't have any idea of the transcendence. And in America, so much opulence is there. As you grow, the money is bound to flow to your pocket. So money without Krishna is bhoga. Definitely it will lead you to intoxication and what not. And always the drinking of wine starts from Coca-Cola. First we think that, oh, what time is there? One tin, I'll just drink Coca-Cola, I'm thirsty. But as soon as you start Coca-Cola, slowly you are addicted to Coca-Cola. And they said, sometime I have to take beer also. So one glass of beer, and in the beer tastes very bitter. I haven't tasted, but I saw the faces of persons who taste in the beginning particularly. Oh God, somehow they swallow it. But even then they are addicted. When the money is there, plenty of money. Oh, Aishwarya is there. When Aishwarya is used in the wrong direction, so then what happens? That taya aparata cetasam, his intelligence is completely stolen by these sense gratification. And the sense gratification is very powerful. So however the person may be highly educated or whatever, but his intelligence is completely stolen. And he falls down back into the material whirlpool, which is very temporary and full of misery. It is whirlpool. And whirlpool means round and round it goes. The flow in the whirlpool is round. It doesn't go straight. It's round and round. And once you fall down, however nice swimmer you may be best swimmer, but swimmer cannot come out. But the force is so strong that you have to revolve around. You can't swim straight. That is whirlpool. And that is material whirlpool. And it has 8,400,000 species of existence. Go on and on. Brahmat, wonder. Please remember these pitfalls and read the translation.
In the minds.
In the mind.
In the minds.
In the minds.
In the minds of those.
Of those.
Who are too attached.
Who are too attached.
To sense enjoyment.
To sense enjoyment.
And material opulence.
And material opulence.
And who are bewildered
by such things,
the resolute determination
for devotional service
to to the Supreme Lord,
to the Supreme Lord,
does not take place.
Hmm. Okay.
In the mind of those who are too attached
to sense enjoyment
and material opulence and who are bewildered by such things, the residual determination for devotional service is to the Supreme Lord does not take place.
Yeah, aparut, what is the root word for aparut?
Aparut. Apratha
Chetasam
is bewildered in mind.
Mind stolen is. I think this is changed, or I don't know. In my Bhagavad Gita it is stolen. Who are these stolen world? I mean to say, they hijacked. Your intelligence is hijacked. You know, the plane is a normal course. Maybe it is like from here to America. But in between is hijacked. Because of those hijackers. So they are more powerful. So the plane loses its intelligence and goes to the wrong direction because of that. It's our intelligence hijacked. Intelligence is there. And intelligence means it is meant for Krishna. The next door neighbor to intelligence is our soul. The next door neighbor to soul is super soul. And super soul is the localized extension of Paramatma, of the Krishna. So we are not far away from Krishna. From intelligence we are not far away. But if intelligence is misdirected, then we fall down again to the wrong whirlpool. And that is material whirlpool. There is no other way. There are only two choices. You either come to Krishna or go to material world. You cannot be in between. Many times we think that I will do that also and this also. No, not that and this. Either it is either this or that. And the Shastra insists that we should have the transcendence as the foundation for our life. The foundation is strong. Then there is no danger of your gliding down to the nasty whirlpool of the material existence. You may have regulated freedom, that's it. We are married, we have enjoyment, yes. Or not married, we don't have enjoyment. Or in marriage also there is a regulated enjoyment. But that is not the goal of existence. That is very clear in our mind. Our goal of human existence is to get rid of this coming back again and again. That should be our goal. And we completely there, our intelligence is hijacked. Forcefully, it is hijacked by the sense gratification pursuit. And then instead of going to the temple, we go to the pubs at night. What they call it? Night? Huh? In America, plenty of them.
Nightclubs?
Yeah. And there is nothing there. It's a madhouse. Completely mad. When there are maybe 15 girls are there, and 20, 40 people are there, wow. There is no permanency in that. At least if sense gratification is there, we should look for the permanency at least. Because we have money, we are spending money, our money. So return must be something permanent. That is our Indian way. That our utensils had also had a resale value. So whatever we were doing has some permanency. And in the end the benefit was more. If the same sense gratification is converted into regulated sense gratification, that is very beneficial. Then we have grandchildren, and maybe grandchildren also settle, because the regulated freedom is there. Sense gratification is not denied, but it should be legally regulated. We like Coca-Cola, but we cannot go on drinking Coca-Cola only. If you do that, then you die. But this, this is a famous example. We were in London that time, and that this Krishna Unasish, this Unasish daughter, Krishna, she inherited the father's shipping empire, the Greek man. And he died. So she inherited the whole thing. And she was very young. She could have fed whole India daily, and even then her riches would not be exhausted. But she was not in this Vedic culture. So she was eating always junk burgers, and she was drinking 200 Coca-Cola teas daily. Plenty of money was there. So every time Coca-Cola, every time. And to our surprise, one day in Argentina, outside the city in a nightclub, she died at the age of 31. This is the prime age. This is yesterday we saw, that if you leave this path, then Mutyu Bhai, in Gujarati we saw, that Mutyu, we are inviting death, and pathetic death. And is it very pleasing to die in a nightclub outside Argentina? What stopped her from coming to the churches or to the good side, if not at all, mandirs are these? But at least this Atma, somehow his destiny was that he should end up with the church people. So his parents, his real parents, may be nasty. So Krishna just threw them away. It was Krishna's errand. And the fellow was adopted by the church couple. It was his destiny that he should be raised by the church couple. And because he is raised by the church couple, there is a form of goodness is there in the nature. So who teaches him to be sincere? Who can write the lyrics which he has written? I cannot even imagine myself. And he is put into black and white. You see, this is the destiny always pulls us. And in this way, because Prabhupada's mercy we have learned now, to change our destiny. Even destiny is bad maybe, but we can change it. That is the way. And we have to change it. Otherwise, Bhogeshwara Prasadha, they wonder about here and there. How long you are going to end up in nightclubs? In your house you can stay for the whole of lifetime. See the difference. In the house, regulated enjoyment is there, very controlled, so you can stay for the whole of lifetime. In nightclub, you may be there for one night. Next night, you are very tired and you can't get up. Again, you don't feel like going, or you are fed up, or you are sick. It's not a permanent situation. Even that situation, which is very much pleasing to the living entity, for sense gratification, can never be permanent. And that's why our saints and sages have thought for millions of years that how to continue in the sense gratification and at the same time the permanent situation. So they found out that the procreation is the need of the day. This is Krishna's work. The population must continue. Otherwise the globe will be empty. So procreation has to go on. So they found out the regulated way to have the procreation. And it's the best way we had. That never the man went away, the woman didn't go away. And the children were reared nicely. Then children were put on a nice platform. Again they were helped to marry. Again they had their own children. Again the work was very Krishna conscious. Again those grandchildren were taken care of. So for 3-4 generations we are very good. And then we earn money also for them. We leave so much property. Why this grandfather is after him? Well, he knows that he is going away. So he has to hand over to the property to somebody. Better hand it over to the grandson. That is how. Everybody has to leave. So we want to leave also in a good hand. Otherwise, it will be stolen. murder we have. So this is thinking all these things. Except Krishna consciousness. There is no other way to be bit satisfied in on this planet. You may call it anything, but it must be Krishna consciousness. Must be Krishna consciousness. Otherwise you will not be satisfied. For satisfaction, you must come to that. Otherwise, Brahmat, what is Brahmat? That line is beautiful, yeah? 19, verse number 19. Brahmat. Brahmat word was there. In the last line. Yeah, Brahmat Jana. He happy. They are wondering. Even then they don't know.
Even up to death.
Up to death they don't know anything. Brahmat. Wondering about. And even then they don't. And Jad Bharat was quite alive, very strong in body, everything was there. But knowingly he stopped everything. What's wrong in it? Prabhupada was always telling that we have so many 8,400,000 lives. So if one life is sacrificed, what's the deal? What is the deal? And those who have done it, they are happy. Those who are gone away, they are in hellish condition. And there was one very nice sannyasi from America. Now he is staying in Alachua. If you see him, you will not recognize him. All the head is gone, only tuff is here somewhere. And then he is serving his invalid son in shorts. Jagdish Maharaj, Jagdish. It was very good. Very nice. So this Padmasambhava had his two children small, you know. To Hanuman and Krishna. They were small, young children. And I happened to go to New Zealand first time. So Padmasambhava, what happened that I had to give the Bhagavatam class. And after the class, I had to catch the flight to go to Fiji or something. So I was in a hurry to go to the airport. So somebody we finished the class in Auckland Temple, and then I hurried up to the airport. And to my surprise, when we reached there, I had forgotten my pouch. So the passport was there. You were there?
I was the one who brought it.
Padmasambhava. So Padmasambhava came running. You know? He said, I wanted to see you, Maharaj, I wanted to see you. And then in that for 15 minutes, he related about these two boys, that they are put into lower grades or whatever. So what to do? I told him. You know the situation that is for. That time I told him that, you know, we want them to beg here and there, and what do you want? Please take them out and let them go to the boarding school. They will complete the education, they will educate. And then how they are going to be Krishna consciousness? So I told him, you perform Mangalati daily in the house. So he did it, he followed. The boys grew very nicely. Now they have completed the degrees. Now their Hanuman is already married. They are working or something, you know, and going to the temple also. This is how. Otherwise the whole thing would have been spoiled completely. The thing is that the advice should also be in the line of the instructions of Bhagavatam. And now, because they had the taste of Krishna consciousness in their since their childhood, in the house it was very seriously followed. So then, now they may go here and there for a while, but they will come back again. Now they are married, so the married life is there. So mother is there, father is there, children are married, nice family is there. Otherwise in China there is no family. In all over the families are disintegrated. And Prabhupada has created families again. It is Prabhupada's mercy that Padmasambhava may be able to see his grandchild. Otherwise if it had been just this type of enjoyment, eat, drink and be merry, then forget about the grandchildren. Or if there are children, we don't know where are they. There is mother is there, father is not there, father is there, mother is not there. Or the both of them, then we don't know with whom they are. So this is all destruction in the modern sense. And we call it advancement. Instrument of advancement. You were right that this so-called advancement is polished animalism. The polished animals. You can have a dog and bathe him nicely, clean him. The dog is dog. He will again go to the animal life. The same way we are doing. That with all the literature available, with all the English translations are available, we are again going back. And never we try to understand the same. So it's our duty really who are near Prabhupada, reading daily, to propagate these things very seriously. And that is why the schools are needed, the temple communities are needed. See this Brahmarshi, this Maharshi, the transcendent PM fellow, he has full-fledged university. So the children are admitted in a playgroup and they can complete the degree in the same, and then they meditate. So he has so many followers for meditation. You see. And we don't worry about the followers, but they should also at least be happy in their life. There is no other way the divinity can become happy. It's only with the culture. No other culture at all. Unless they come to the tenets of Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, forget about the happiness. And we are also trying to find out that. Why Atma and Gopika and Ram, Vijay or others, they stick to you? Because there is some solace. They have the satisfaction without any modern encumbrances. Why they did not they go to some other house? But they should be exploited there. And that is what is happening. So these things, in order to stop this, we have to propagate these things very seriously. And here, our older generation, not very old, but the youths, they don't have time. They're like lunatics. They have their own dreams and again the education is there and so many things are there. So they don't have much time. So we thought that we may start the school. And fortunately it's going on. So this is how these things have to got to be propagated. And before we propagate, we should think about it. We should read them. We have done 2-3 verses. How nice verses are there in Rahugad. And there are 18,000 verses. And so many much more better verses are there. So please try to concentrate. We leave you to prepare. Jai. Bhakti. Any questions, huh? Please. Pramattam Vichy. Which is the year? 513? 66? 514? 424. 24, isn't it? 424. Well, yesterday we saw that Pramattam Vichy is in there. And it's twice it is used. Twice there is this verse. In 10 canto also it is. I forgot the number, I have written. Two times in Bhagavatam this verse comes. Pramattam Vichetir. We did yesterday. Try to find out. Yeah. So, Upadhi ki.
Coming, he says, come to the pilgrimage place, you know, you get enlivened, but it's like a vulture, you know,
yeah.
Very high in the sky. Yeah. Still, you know, the focus is still
focusing, heavy. Yeah, that's
very subtly.
Yeah. And every day of us will do that.
Yeah.
So we don't get touch with this. Only in Indian families, some traditions were there. So Indians may think at the later stage. But then because of the ill health and all our material conditions, we become lunatics in old age. That is the condition. But we are termed as lunatics. Because we don't fit into their cultural position. There is cultural lag, it is known as. We have cultural lag. But if you stick to Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita, there is no cultural lag. This one is about the lag. It's always true. Human values don't change. Everything changes. And values, because it is coming from Krishna, they never change. They are same all the time there. You can go on thinking about it and propagating it. And the more older you are, the more you will be respected in this position. In the material world, you are not respected. And the less you speak, you will be respected more. If you want yap, 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 then children will reject you. Really. They will definitely reject you.
And that's why this ashram is so scientifically done. Every dharma
every age is
there.
Yeah.
And
students
like yourself, dharma,
they have
no.
Children
take over.
There was one writer in England, no? And he has written a nice book that how the society should function. So he said that think that you are only 4 years old. We have life only for 4 years. So 1 year we are student, 1 year we are gyanastha. 1 year, one person, one sentence and go. So the process will be very, very speedy. So you can see he is going to school, then you can see he is married, he is retiring, and go. So this is the society should function. And it was the Vedic culture, one thing. He might have come across somewhere, and he has written a national novel. It was very popular in England. You have no legs. It looks funny. And gracious dress must be there. Our ladies, our mothers and sisters, they were putting always sari. Now there is argument that we have to work. So sari comes in a way. It's a silly argument. My mother was working so hard. They had to bring the draw the water from the well and put all the three things on their head and in their vest, and they're walking 1 kilometer and climbing the stairs, and everything was in sari. Never they complained that I have to work and I should throw away sari and put on Punjabi dress. Punjabi dress was completely unknown. What to talk of jeans? And they were, till end they were putting on sari. As soon as the girl is 14, 15 years old, she will stop wearing skirts a bit and she will put on sari. So from 15 years to 60, 70, 80, whatever she is, all the saris were there. And they were working very hard. Very hard. And they will just tug here and the sari was quite alright and she will work also very hard. But now there is argument that in work what can we do? I mean, nothing can be done. But our sensory education is the main thing. And we are completely bankrupt, settled in America or England or wherever, you know. We are completely bankrupt. And then we are mentals. Because of those diseases, We behave like mental people. We are the ladies, we never behave. See our dear Subhadi Mata. She is millionaire. But very gracious. And very steady. She had bad days. But she was not bewildered. Husband is there. Children are there. I go on. Please, this tradition will save you from all the inabilities. But if you change, then you have turned it out. Then you go, you become passionate, you become mental, then you don't even look after your own body, your upkeep of the body. So many things are there. And again, the weather is bad. I mean, particularly in Minneapolis type, the weather is very cold, so no water. We don't feel like washing our face also. So these things again add to it. And then again the foreign atmosphere, the foreign works, the foreign dresses, everything comes together. And then we are, in the end, we are sent to the mental hospitals. Because they say you are lunatic. For the whole of lifetime, father and mother or whoever works very hard to rear the children. And as soon as the child grows, he said, you are lunatic.
It's very famous.
Who?
America, from America, India. You must be just sitting like this, so always it's like sitting like that. You know, sitting. In a short, you're sitting like this. The playing.
Yes, definitely, Maharaj, because this, like they say, you know, this Christmas and the matter, you said there are four things that you destroy, I mean, that if you don't maintain it, destroy it. Bhojan, Vashan, Vajan, and Desh, the fourth verse.
Yeah.
And you're saying Bhojan is if you're also eating in the dal roti, you know, that you want pizza, you want burgers, you want all this. Slowly, that consciousness is going to carry.
Yeah.
You know, it goes away into that. Then it doesn't remain the Vedic consciousness. Then it says Vashan. That if you start,
speech.
Yeah, whatever speech, instead of talking about transcendence, you talk about illness and that all the time.
Yeah.
That will destroy. And then Bhajan. Instead of singing Hum to make a kamre mein bandoja, you know, and chari bhoja,
something,
film song or something like that, you sing, you know, more something, you say Bhagavad Gita or something, that's something. And then Desh, and I've seen this Maharaj on the flight from Amsterdam to here, because I was wearing dhoti, honestly I was wearing chari and I was wearing dhoti, you know. Suddenly one person just came and he said, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And honestly, to be honest with you, Maharaj, I was thinking that, you know, let me take a little break, let me see, you know, flying to have three movies. So I said, let me look at a movie. The whole 8 hours, Maharaj, I was not able to watch even one movie. Because what happened is this man came and kept on, Hare Krishna, I'm a member in this con, in this thing. I'm so nice to see you. And I went to Hawaii. Do you have a temple in Minneapolis? Next time I come, give me address, because I'm not interested in Minneapolis. I'm going to come. He's a Gujarati. I kept on kissing my hand, you know, every 2 minutes he kept kissing my hand. So then he made Anup get up. He said, you go and share with my wife and I'm going to share with her. So later he kept on telling me about, you know, he said, what are you, where are you going? And I said,
See the difference.
The effect was so different to my
life. Completely.
So happy to meet somebody who was doing this thing.
No, it is meets or not, you are comfortable.
Yeah.
Then but we are throwing ourselves under different jobs.
Yeah.
Don't do it, son. You are getting now too young age. Be awake to learning these things. It's so nice to see you, but you are sleeping. Too much sleep is there. You have to be austere. And ashram is pretty. This is ashram. Oh, are you well traveled there? Did you learn?
Huh?
You learn the words?
No, I was remembering you told me that I had described a verse.
Which verse? मच्छी का मतलब प्रणा डजन मैटर गेट रेडी गेट रेडी 7:30 यू स्टॉप यू आर नॉट रेडी इट्स वेरी इजी यू नो बट वी मेक इट डिफिकल्ट.